Charles Hurt, as Biden proclaims strategic patience, China is on the march. By Charles Hurt on January 31, 2021. President Biden has been part of the problem in Washington for a half century. Yet, apparently, he just discovered China. We want to approach this with some strategic patience. White House flak Jen Psaki cautiously explained this week when asked about the president's approach to the world's most populous country whose communist government is hell-bent on destroying America. Strategic patience is diplo-speak for do nothing. Ignore problem and pretend does not exist and hope goes away. Strategic patience is usually followed by need to learn to speak Chinese. In the White House press briefing room, Ms. Psaki went on to say that Mr. Biden needs to conduct reviews internally. Through our interagency, she trailed off. Then she apologized for not drinking enough coffee that might have helped her more enthusiastically convey Mr. Biden's sleepy strategy of strategic patience. I stumbled over that, she admitted. I needed a little more coffee before I came out here, I guess. Oh. My. Goodness. This is going to be a long 4 years. You thought keeping up with the frenzied pace of President Trump was tough. Just imagine how hard it is going to be to shift the engines down slow enough to stick with Mr. Biden. Pilots call it engine stall. How do you say that in Chinese? Also, can someone please translate Sleepy Joe into Mandarin? But Ms. Psaki plugged on. That is not, by the way, a pun on Mr. Biden's hairstyle. We want to engage more with Republicans and Democrats in Congress to discuss the path forward, she said. And, most importantly, we want to discuss this with our allies. What? This just keeps getting more and more bewildering. So, Mr. Biden's strategy is to do nothing. Ignore the problem, drink more coffee, talk to Congress and most importantly let other countries set our foreign policy for us. Oh, my. This is even dumber than we thought. And here is the problem. While Mr. Biden and Ms. Psaki and America enter this new period of strategic hibernation, China is on the march. This is nothing new. They have been on the march pretty much the entire time Mr. Biden has been part of the problem in Washington. Even more amazing is that Mr. Biden wasn't just part of the problem when it came to foreign policy. He was the whole problem. Much of Mr. Biden's career, he was heralded as the greatest foreign policy expert Washington could come up with. Every war, every global failure and every foreign policy disaster of the past 50 years has Mr. Biden's fingerprints somewhere on it. But I don't mean to be overly kind to Mr. Biden. The truth is probably so much worse. The truth is Mr. Biden did not just discover China. His son, Hunter, already told him all about it and how they are flush with so much cash and just dying to give it away to Americans. At least they are dying to give it away to the right Americans with the right connections who say the right things, things like strategic patience. However much the Chinese communists have already lavished on the Biden family, they already got 100% return on investment, a thousandfold. Already, President Biden, with the flick of a pen, has curtailed America's energy independence and rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, which put the U.S. at a massive disadvantage in terms of energy and the economy, especially compared to China. This week, China's communist president, Xi Jinping, warned Mr. Biden against arrogant isolation. Let us all join hands and let multilateralism light our way toward a community with a shared future for mankind, he scolded. Within hours, Ms. Psaki was at the White House podium, parroting the communist dictator's calls for strategic patience, interagency mumbo-jumbo, and internationalism. Pass the coffee, please. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com.